Well, you know, I was hesitating. I am afraid because the future is not clear, and you know, it is heavy. This charge is not easy. Knowing the challenges of our church and also our country, but I am ready to serve and to give up myself for the benefit of our church and also of Iraq.
A native of Mosul, you have been for years now the Archbishop of Kirkuk in northern Iraq. What do you see as the greatest challenges for the Chaldean Church?
For the Chaldean Church, is the unity of the bishops, the reforms of our liturgies. We should reform them and update them that people can pray, can understand, and can live out their faith. But also the security and the peace in the country. There is no stability, and the security is getting worse, and you know, everybody is worried about it. And also, me as the head of this church, the immigration is a big challenge for us.
You have been a stalwart in interreligious dialogue among the various religions in Iraq. How important is this for the future of Christians in general in the country?
I think it is the only way to get out from our barriers. And with Islam, there is a possibility of dialogue when they realize that we respect them, we love them, and we are open to them. They are appreciating it. And as maybe you heard in Kirkuk, we didn't have any problems with Muslims. And everybody was respecting us. And in several mosques, the imams spoke good about Christians and their role of bridging, of helping. And I think this is a good way, also to witness our faith, and also to incarnate our charity.
Finally, my last question, Archbishop Sacco, is what can the West do to help the Christians of Iraq? What can the Latin Church do to help this ancient and extremely rich Chaldean church?
You know, we are one of the oldest churches of the world. And what we need is the closeness of our sisters and brothers in Christ, their prayers and their solidarity. And if they can also, from time to time, churches in the north or in Baghdad and in Kirkuk, and to show us their solidarity and to say this, that. And religious freedom is something absolute, and everybody should respect it. There is no one religion of the state and the other should be a second category, but all should be at the same level.